Or joined in the media center by funny car number one qualifier Matt Hagen. Matt went to the top with his run of 3.823 seconds, 330 miles an hour. First number one qualifier of the season. Break the track record in the process.
I had the track record here, didn't I?
I think it was Courtney. Had it, and then you broke it tonight.
I thought our stats, so anyway.
But go to the top with a heck of a run. Take me through that. How excited were you guys after that?
I was pumped. I mean, I knew, you know, kind of have been kind of like poking the bear with my assistant crew chief, like, man, this thing's, you know, it can take more primary, put some primary on it. Why are you so scared, you know, and just giving him a hard time. And man, it, you know, we went 844 60 foot, and that's probably my fastest 60 foot ever. And, you know, those guys had it loaded up for Barrett. It hiked the tire up, and it was carrying the front end and washing real hard. And I was like, this thing's got some wheel speed, you know, early, and it's just super fun to drive, you know. And it just, you know, Dickie Venables, he just, I mean, I know what the man's capable of, and I know when he's got that look in there. And then my car chief, Alex, he kind of patted the injector, and he was like, hold on, you know. So, you know, I knew if it stuck, it was going to run good. But, you know, those cars are a handful to drive, and sometimes when they're on those record runs like that, you just, you know, less is more, and, you know, you kind of got to let them go as far as you can until you start making those corrections. But that's learned over time in one of these funny cars. You know, it's, I remember back in the day, I'd yard on it, and it would come loose, and you're going like, oh, man, there's some hard lessons learned, you know. But they're just so fun to drive, and, you know, to come out here, we tested well here. We still got a big race day ahead of us, but, you know, for what Tony Stewart, Leah Pruitt, Leah Stewart, I guess now, however she wants to be called, it's just a heck of a job putting this organization and team together over the winter. We got a lot of new parts and pieces, same group of guys, same stuff that we, you know, a lot of the stuff that we bought from Don Schumacher, but it just couldn't have happened without Tony and Leah and all the guys' support of what they've done over the winter to drag this stuff out here and just do a phenomenal job giving us the parts and pieces and the resources. And this Power Barker Dodge, I see a lot of good things happen for it this year coming up. I'm excited about it. I know we run it up last year, and, you know, it's kind of two of my three championships I've won has come off of runner-up wins. And I think what happens is that, you know, it gives you that awful, disgusting feeling in your heart and soul, and you don't want to feel that again. So you go back and you work extra hard during the off season, and you make sure that you're doing what it takes to, you know, rise to the occasion and step up and as a driver and crew guys and crew chief and stuff. So I know that we're all digging deep out there, but to be here in Phoenix, to lay down a number like that out there on that track, it just shows you how good the Safety Safari does out there and how well of a job NHRA does putting a great racetrack underneath us to give us a great, safe racing service to come out here and just put on a heck of a show for these fans, which was incredible. I did my burnout, and I got chill bumps on my arms to watch the fans, you know, just in this packed shoulder to shoulder. And I mean, it just, like, the hair stood up on the back of my neck, you know. And so that's an awesome experience, awesome thing to see when you got that many fans out here supporting what we do. And in a crazy economic time, they're spending their money to come out here and be a part of this. And we just love that, you know. So I'm excited about race day, and it just, I mean, it can't get here soon enough. I want to go to bed right now so we can wake up and go racing.
Obviously, it's a veteran team, but it's a whole new venture, or veteran crew, but a whole new venture on this team. How big is it for you guys, just as, you know, starting into this, to have a number one qualifier and a track record already?
Well, you know, I mean, Tony, obviously, he's, you know, working for Tony, he's different. You know, like, you don't know what to expect yet. I mean, he hasn't chucked the helmet at me or anything yet, so I think we're doing pretty good. And he's just been a great boss to work for so far. He's got that expectation of, like, you guys are championship caliber team. That's what, you know, we expected to have over here, and you're expected to perform. And, you know, I know that we're going to do that with Dickie Venables and the crew that we've assembled here. So I think Tony's kind of like sitting back and just, you know, watching and making sure that we have the parts and the pieces and the stuff that we need to go out there and run number one like we did today, and you know, make Dodge proud, make the Power Broker team, you know, out there first class. So I'm excited about it. You know, yeah, it is a veteran team. Me and Dickie have been together for a long time, like, mm-hmm. I guess 9 or 10 years now. And, you know, when I go back and look at the stats, you know, I was honored to be, you know, driver of the decade, you know, but that comes from Dickie Venables, and it was just flat out stats, you know, how many races we won, how many championships we won, stuff like that, you know. And me and him collectively over the last 10 years have won more races in funny car than anybody combined. Now, you take that's 10 years, and, you know, John Force back in the heyday, it's a different story, but that just proves how good this team is and what we're capable of. And I'm so proud of my guys, you know, and they work hard. We got a couple new guys like strapping me in. I'm like, am I tight? Am I not tight? Are we going to go? Like, you know, so like some new routines and new stuff to learn and stuff like that. But it's full send over there, and I'm excited to be a part of it.
Hey, Matt, Devin Henry, Sports 360 AZ, and you're part of a handful of this car race drive sometimes. And when you come through a track like this, never quite sure what the weather's going to be, how hot this track is going to be. How difficult is it in that driver's seat to gauge when you get in that lane? How slick is this going to be, and how much more is
going to make? There's a lot of tendencies, like the right lane wants to drag you inside and the left lane wants to drag you out and different things like that. So as a driver, you're kind of trying to be aware of that. But like, there's so much going on up there on the starting line, trying to leave on time and keep it in the groove. But what's really cool is, like, you know, when these cars are fast, when the rear end's trying to pass the front end and it's still hooked up and digging, and it's just like, you know, it's up and it's working and it's floating, and those are the runs. Like, it's like, that's what I've been beating on my assistant crew chief for. I was like, give me that primary. So it gets up there, it starts floating around, and we make those fast 60 foots. But those fast 60 foots carry over to 330 eighth mile, you know, all the way through the finish line. And that's what we got to do to get the car working early like that. And Dickie Venable, he's a master at it, you know, as far as having the motor right and getting everything we need to do. I'm proud of my group of guys, man. They know what they're doing. They're strong at what they do, and it breeds and builds confidence with me.
And do you guys need to approach Sunday a little bit different, knowing, you know, the weather's not going to be like this, the track's going to be warmer than this? Can you kind of change your approach?
Absolutely. I mean, they got a pile of data to go off of from testing and different things out here in the heat. We always approach race day, you know, kind of conservative a little bit, you know, want to try to keep lane choice, but both lanes out here are great. You know, honestly, I don't, whatever lane we get thrown in or pick, whatever, I'm good with it all day long. And great facility. Everybody does a great job here. And they obviously did a great job promoting it, because the fans are, it's packed in here like sardines, man. So it's cool.
Good. All good.
Awesome.
Thanks, Matt.
Thank you, guys.